This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, to remember the unlimited Father is something incognito. Remembrance begets remembrance. How can the Father remember those who don't stay in remembrance? Question. What study that is never taught at any other time throughout the whole cycle do you children study at the confluence age? Answer. The study to die alive from your body, to become a corpse, is only taught at this time, because it is at this time that you have to become Karmateet. While you are in a body, you have to perform actions. Your mind can only be peaceful when you are not in a body. This is why those who conquer their minds conquer the world shouldn't be said. It should be, those who conquer Maya conquer the world. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children, because you understand that only those who are senseless are taught. Now, when the unlimited Father, God, the highest on high, comes, whom would he teach? He would definitely teach those who are the most senseless. This is why they talk about those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. How did intellects become non-loving? They have written about 8.4 million species. They have also said that the Father takes 8.4 million births. They say that the Supreme Soul is in the cats and dogs and all living things. You children have been told that this point should be explained second. The Father has explained that when new ones come, first of all give them the introduction of the limited and the unlimited Fathers. That one is the unlimited senior Baba, and this one is the limited junior Baba. The unlimited Father means the Father of unlimited souls. A limited Father is a Father of living beings. That one is the Father of all souls. Not everyone can imbibe this knowledge to the same extent. Some imbibe only 1%, and some imbibe 95%. This is something to understand. There will be the Sun Dynasty. There are the kings, queens, and subjects. This enters your intellects. There are all types of human beings among the subjects. Subjects means subjects. The Father explains, this is a study. Each of you studies according to your own intellect. Each of you has received your own part. To whatever extent you imbibed this study in the previous cycle, you will do the same now. The study can never be hidden. You receive your status according to how much you study. The Father has explained, as you make progress, there will be examinations. You cannot be transferred without your taking an examination. Everything will be revealed at the end. However, even now you can understand what status you are worthy of. Although you all raise your hands because you are embarrassed when you're among everyone, you do understand in your hearts that you know how you couldn't possibly become that. Nevertheless, you raise your hands. To raise your hands even though... This means ignorance. There is so much ignorance. The father straight away understands that those worldly students have more sense. They understand that if they are not worthy of claiming a scholarship, they won't pass. Those worldly students are better than you because they at least understand how many marks they will claim in the subject their teacher is teaching them. They would not say that they will pass with honours. This shows that those here don't even have that much sense. They have a lot of body consciousness. Since you have come here to become Lakshmi and Narayan, your activity has to be very good. The father says, some have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. What will their condition be if they don't have accurate love for the father? They won't be able to claim a high status. The father sits here and explains to you children the meaning of those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. If you children can't understand it clearly yourselves, what would others understand? The children who believe that they are Shiv Baba's children don't understand the full meaning of that. To remember the father is something incognito. The study is not incognito. Everyone is number-wise in studying. Not everyone will study to the same extent. The father realizes that they are still babies. They don't remember the unlimited father for 3 to 4 months. How can it be understood whether someone is remembering Baba or not? It would only be when Baba receives a letter from them and they write service news of spiritual service they are doing. You need to give some proof. Those who neither stay in remembrance nor give any proof of service are body conscious. Some write their news. Baba so-and-so came and I explained this to him. So the father understands that the child is still alive and is giving good service news. Some don't even write a letter for 3 to 4 months. When Baba doesn't receive any news, he understands that the child has died or is ill. Those who are ill are unable to write. Some even write that they didn't write earlier because their health wasn't good. Some do not give any news at all. They are not ill. They are body conscious. Then whom would the father remember? Remembrance begets remembrance. However, there is body consciousness. The father comes and explains, you have said that I am omnipresent and have put me into an even greater number of species than 8.4 million. Human beings are said to be those with stone intellects. They say of God, he is present in all the pebbles and stones. Therefore, that is an unlimited insult, is it not? So the father says, they defame me so much. You now understand everything, number-wise. On the path of devotion, they sing, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. I will make you my heir. You make me your heir by saying I am in the pebbles and stones. You defame me so much. This is why the father says, When there is extreme irreligiousness, I come. You children now know the Father, and so you praise him so much. Let alone praise him, some don't even write two words of remembrance to him. They become body conscious. You children understand that you have found the Father. Our Father is teaching us. These are the versions of God. I teach you Raj Yoga. I teach you Raj Yoga and show you how you can claim the kingdom of the world. If you had the intoxication that the unlimited Father is teaching you how to claim the sovereignty of the world, you would have infinite happiness. Although they study the Gita, they study it like an ordinary book. Those who study or recite the Gita don't have this much happiness. When they finish reading the Gita, they busy themselves in their business. You now have it in your intellects that the unlimited Father is teaching you. It does not enter anyone else's intellect that God is teaching them. So when someone comes, first of all, explain to him the theory of the two fathers. Tell him, Bharat was heaven and is now hell. No one can say that they are in the Iron Age as well as the Golden Age. When someone experiences sorrow, he is in hell. And when someone experiences happiness, he is in heaven. Many say that they have a lot of happiness and that unhappy people are in hell. They have their palaces and buildings, etc. They see a lot of external happiness. You now understand that golden age happiness cannot be experienced here. It isn't that they are both the same thing, so that the golden age can be called the Iron Age, and the Iron Age can be called the Golden Age. Those who believe that are called ignorant. Therefore, first of all, tell them the theory about the Father. The Father gives his own introduction. No one else knows him. They say that God is omnipresent. You now show in the pictures that the form of a soul and that of the Supreme Soul is the same. He too is a soul, but he is called the Supreme Soul. The Father sits here and explains how he comes. All souls reside there in the Supreme Abode. People outside cannot understand these things. The language is very easy. In the Gita, it mentions Sri Krishna's name. But Sri Krishna doesn't speak the Gita. He cannot tell everyone, constantly remember me alone. Sins cannot be cut away by remembering bodily beings. It says God Sri Krishna speaks, renounce all bodily relations and constantly remember me alone. However, Sri Krishna himself has bodily relations and is just a small child. This is such a huge mistake. There is so much difference because of just one mistake. God cannot be omnipresent. Does the one you call, the bestower of salvation for all, attain degradation too? Can God ever become degraded? All of these things have to be churned. This is not a matter of wasting time. People say that they don't have time. When you tell them to come and take the course, they say they don't have time. They would come for 2 days and then not come for 4 days. If they don't study, how can they become Lakshmi or Narayan? There is so much force of Maya. The father explains, every second and every minute that pass, repeat identically. They will continue to repeat countless times. You are now listening to the father. Baba doesn't enter the cycle of birth and death. You can compare the ones who enter the full cycle of birth and rebirth with the one who doesn't. Only the one father doesn't take birth or death. Everyone else is in this cycle. This is why you show the picture of Brahma and Vishnu, both taking birth and rebirth. They continue to act out their parts. Brahma becomes Vishnu, and Vishnu becomes Brahma. It cannot end. Everyone will come and see these pictures and understand. This is something to be understood easily. Let it enter your intellect that you are Brahmins, that you will then become deities, warriors, merchants and Shudras, and that when the Father comes you will then become Brahmins. Remember this and you will become the spinners of the discus of self-realization. There are many who are unable to stay in remembrance. Only you Brahmins become the spinners of the discus of self-realization. Deities don't become this. You become deities by receiving this knowledge now of how you go around the cycle. In fact, no human being is worthy of being called a spinner of the discus of self-realization. The human world, the land of death, is completely different, just as the customs and systems of the people of Bharat are different. Everyone's customs and systems are different. The customs and systems of the deities are different. The customs and systems of the people of the land of death are different. There is the difference of day and night, and this is why everyone says they are impure. They call out, O God, purify all of us residents of the impure world. It is in your intellects that the pure world existed 5,000 years ago and that it was called the Golden Age. The Silver Age is not called that. The Father has explained that first there is first class, then there is second class. Therefore, you have to explain each aspect so well that anyone who comes is amazed by what they hear. Some are really amazed a lot, but when they hear that they definitely have to remain pure, they don't have time to make that effort. It is the vice of lust that makes human beings impure. By conquering it, you will become conquerors of the world. The Father has also told you, conquer the vice of lust and become conquerors of the world. Human beings say, conquer the mind and become conquerors of the world. Control your mind. Only when you don't have a body can your mind be peaceful. Otherwise, your mind can never be peaceful. You receive a body in order for you to perform actions. So how could you stay here in your Karmateet stage? The Karmateet stage is said to be that of a corpse, to have died alive and be detached from your body. You are taught this study to become detached from your body. A soul is separate from a body. A soul is a resident of the supreme abode. When a soul enters a body, it is called a human being. You receive a body in order to perform actions. When a soul leaves his body, he has to take another body to perform actions. Only when you don't have to perform actions will you remain peaceful. There are no actions in the incorporeal world. The world cycle turns here. You have to understand the Father and the world cycle. This is called knowledge. For as long as your eyes are impure and criminal, you are unable to see anything pure. This is why each of you needs a third eye of this knowledge. Only when you attain your Karmatik stage, that is, when you become deities, will you see deities with your eyes. However, you cannot see Sri Krishna with your eyes while you are in those bodies. You don't attain anything just by having a vision. You only experience temporary happiness, and your desire of seeing Krishna is fulfilled through that. Visions are fixed in the drama. There is no attainment through them. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence of Dharma. 1. I am a soul separate from my body. Make your stage Karmatit by practicing being a corpse who has died alive while living in your body. 2. Give the proof of service. Renounce body consciousness and give your news honestly. Make effort to pass with honours. Blessing. May you be a master ocean of peace and spread vibrations of peace with your stage as an embodiment of peace. At the present time, the greatest need of the majority of souls in the world is true peace. There are many reasons why peacelessness is increasing day by day and will continue to increase. Even if you yourself are not peaceless, the atmosphere of the peacelessness of others will not allow you to sit in a peaceful stage. The experience of the tension of peacelessness will increase. At such a time, you children, who are master oceans of peace, must merge thoughts of peacelessness and especially spread vibrations of peace. Slogan. In order to experience all of the Father's virtues, remain constantly in front of the Sun of Knowledge. Avyat Signal. In this Avyat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Now, make a plan to save your time, your thoughts, and your power, and increase your stage of being the form of a point. The longer you have the stage of being a point, you will accordingly not be attacked by any evil spirit or evil sanskar. You will remain free from those, and your form of power will also liberate them. Om Shanti.